This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the 109th time since the nation was founded, a new Congress was sworn in today. And so the new session began with slightly bigger Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate. There were signs of partisan divisions ahead, though on this opening day, the atmosphere was mostly one of unity. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As Vice President Cheney stood by waiting to swear in newly elected members in his role as president of the Senate, that chamber's chaplain, Barry Black, called on higher powers to guide lawmakers.
Today, bless our 109th Congress. Give our new senators wisdom and courage as you order their steps.
And Bill Frist, who leads the Senate's Republican majority, kept up the somber tone of what might have otherwise been a festive day by recalling the devastation caused by the Indian Ocean tsunami.
I'd like to begin our session by taking a moment of silence to show respect for those who lost their lives in our sincere hope that the loved ones left behind may heal.
The Senate quickly passed a bipartisan resolution declaring its sympathy for the tsunami victims. Frist, whose party picked up 4 seats and expanded the Republican majority to 55, called for a fresh start in what has been a highly fractious chamber.
The civility that once was the hallmark of this body has eroded over time. And I recognize, and we all recognize, it will take time to regain it. But we must begin, and we must begin now.
And Harry Reid, who now leads the Senate Democrats, promised things could get better.
There are bipartisan opportunities for us. And I, as the new Democratic leader, speak on behalf of 45 Democratic senators. We are here with our arms open to work with the administration, the Speaker, and the Republican leader to accomplish things for this country.
Still, Reid did not refrain from taking a shot at the Bush administration's initial slow response to the tsunami disaster. As the rhetoric heated up, Republican leader Frist put Senate Democrats on notice that he may resort to changing Rule 22. It's a key provision that Democrats used to filibuster 10 of President Bush's judicial nominees in the last Congress.
Right now, we cannot be certain judicial filibusters will cease. So I reserve the right to propose changes to Senate Rule 22 and do not acquiesce to carrying over all the rules from the last Congress.
Meanwhile, in the House, Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi acknowledged her party line defeat for Speaker to the newly reelected Republican, Dennis Hastert.
And now again, I have the privilege to present the gavel, again to present the gavel. This is getting tiresome, Mr. Speaker. And it's not about you.
Hastert thanked Pelosi for what he called her graciousness and, like Frist in the Senate, called on his colleagues for bipartisanship. He struck that note with some surprisingly sharp criticism of the Defense Department.
I am troubled by accounts that our soldiers don't have the equipment and the armor to protect themselves against roadside bombs in Iraq. This cannot stand. This Congress...
Members on both sides of the aisle applauded long and hard, but the response was far different when Hastert brought up what's likely to be one of the most divisive issues in this Congress, President Bush's aim to allow payments currently going into Social Security to be used for private retirement accounts.
If we wait too long, the consequences of inaction could be catastrophic. And let me be clear, we do this without changing the system for those who receive Social Security benefits now.
This time, only Republicans applauded, reflecting the kind of partisanship many members expect will prevail in the 109th Congress. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.